God bless you, dearest brothers and sisters. I am Dora and I will translate a message from Brother Joseph, an actual message, prophecy from Jesus, which he received and which he gave it in one of the radio broadcasts in Italian on RadioBlast.net. God bless you. The vision of the thousand churches. I see thousand churches in the homes, but I know there are more. There are many thousands. I see many brethren praying one for another. I see them scattered like in one great big map. There are many little lights in this darkness of the end time. And like these little lights, for me, they represent the angels. These little lights represent the angels. I also see darkness. I see the Antichrist giving orders. He is planning his deceits, how he can conquer the world. But I see the angels of God. I see special angels. They're warrior angels, which have swords of fire. They're angels ready to fight. Their look is terrible. No demon can get near them. And all these scriptures come to me. Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. 2 Kings 19:35. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians. And when they rose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. This is the angels of the Lord that camps round about us and protects us. Because of the angels, we are not destroyed. The angels are around us. I see the spirit of the dragon, Revelation 13, which sends false brethren to infiltrate between us with the purpose of betraying us. The spirit is guiding me through the scriptures. In my mind comes Daniel 11:33 and 34, especially verse 34. And when they shall fall, they shall be holden up with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries. The scripture continues, Galatians 2:4. Because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy at our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us unto bondage. I feel the Lord speaking to me and showing me these things. The Lord is telling me, beware of false brethren. The spirit of the Antichrist will send false brethren disguised. They will come as brethren, but they will come to spy and betray us. They will be between those brethren whom we are trying to help, but they are false brethren. Galatians 2:4 we read, they come in privately to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ. I feel the Holy Spirit speaking to me. The Lord is saying the following. But he who continues to seek my face, to hear my voice, to seek my guidance, he who obeys me and follows me, has nothing to be afraid of. End of the message from the Lord. All these things that I've been seeing, says Brother Joseph, is like a little bit picture of what will be in the great tribulation that's coming. The Lord says, I will be with you. Brother Joseph continues, and he says that I felt all these things, I saw all these things as a picture of what is to come in the great tribulation, when we will all be gathering together in houses to pray together, because the big churches will be persecuting us, the false churches, and the Antichrist will persecute us. And we will gather in houses to pray, and we will have to be very careful of the false brethren coming. But as the word of the Lord said earlier, if we seek his face, we will have nothing to be afraid of. Brother Joseph continues, I feel a message from the Lord, which I would like to share with you. The Lord says, you all have to be ready to work as brethren. when you gather together and work together, try not to organize yourselves with your carnal mind. The carnal mind will not help you. It will not work. I will send your way, brethren, with whom you can work together with and pray together. And I will give you confirmation that they are true brethren. Just search my face. Seek me. Seek my will. There is nothing more important than this, than seeking my face and seeking my will. Who will do this will be a step ahead concerning the tribulation that's coming. The tribulation that's coming will be very difficult for that part of the church which listens to the false prophets, which teach the rapture before the tribulation. This part of the church is not seeking me and the true prophets, but is listening to the false prophets. You saw already the avant-garde of the Antichrist persecution towards the Christians in places such as Syria and Iraq. This is how it will be, and even worse. Prepare now. Don't listen to the false doctrines and the lies which the devil sends in those pulpits, in those churches where the spirit of the false prophet and the Antichrist is. They are like Sardis and Laodicea. Don't listen to them. Listen to me. Seek me. Seek me. Seek the word written, the written word. And my Holy Spirit, which is alive, will help you find the truth, will help you find my will, and will guide you, will give you true revelations, which will be confirmed by my written word. I will guide you. I will tell you from whom to separate. I will tell you how can you discern the spirit of the Antichrist, which is infiltrated in the passive churches now in this end time, which is trying to deceive my poor little sheep who are ignorant of the scriptures. Therefore, seek me and find my will. Whoever searches me is he who loves me. He loves my word above all the idols and above all the idol religions and above all the human guides. This brother and sister, this son and daughter of mine searches me with all my heart, and he will find me. He will find the truth, but he who does not search for me will remain deceived by the false prophets which have infested my churches. Search my face while there is time, and I will tell you what to do. But he who does not search my truth and my Holy Spirit and my word will find himself unprepared, and the Antichrist and the beast which comes out of the bottomless pit will destroy him, as it is written, Revelation 13, 1 through 9. And I stood upon the sea, and I saw the beast rise out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And the power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And he was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. Revelation 13, 1 through 9. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. Let's read also Matthew 24, 21 through 24. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall come. And except those days shall be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall rise false Christs and false prophets. And they shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive even the very elect. Matthew 24, from 21 through 24. But O you, my bride, who search my face, and listen to my word, I tell you, remain in the unity of my spirit. Love each other. Work together. Work together with all those brethren spread around the world, as my spirit will guide you. Keep your ears open and your heart open and the eyes of the spirit, keep it open, and I will speak to you and I will show you what to do and where to go, where my protection is. I will guide you and I will show you, as it is written, Revelation 12:14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Revelation 12:14. This place of protection is not the same for everybody. I will show to each one of you which is your place. I will show to the people who are humble in heart. I will guide you. I will show you my truth, and I will show you my place of protection for you. All of you who search me with a humble heart and soul, I will guide you. I tell you that I will not bunch up my bride church all together in one place. No, you will not be bunched up all in one place. But just like my sons and daughters through the centuries, they are hiding in different places, in different towns, in different nations, in different catacombs. The same I will spread you all around. I will spread you like the salt needs to be spread in different places, like my spirit will guide you. My spirit will show you and will guide you. All of you, those who seek my face and listen to my voice, I will guide you. I am the Lord. Be not afraid. I am with you who look for me, who search for me. I will always be close to you. I will speak to you. And blessed are you who listen to my voice. End of message from the Lord. Bye, Brother Joseph. God bless you, dearest brethren. We love you.